Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Ladies and germs, ladies and gentlemen, all great humans on planet Earth, this is the greatest show on Earth, because it's happening right here, right now. This is With All Dude Respect, With All Dude Respect. It is the show that answers the age-old question, what the fuck is going on? All right. And yeah, I guess I click on PG-13. I guess that's an R rate right there. So yep. This is Jim Ellis. I'm here on the West Coast, and we have on the East Coast another co-host, Mr. Rick Wright. How you doing there, Mr. Wright?
Oh, I'm living the dream, Jimmy. Everything's going great. I love that we got an F-bomb out real early, right out of the gate. I just let it fly.
Well, you have to. In this day and age, I mean, the way things are going on right now, the way what's happening with Florida, our political landscape, it's not the question, oh, what the heck's going on? Now, what the fuck? WTF, holy shit. Anyway, but you're living the dream. Where are you at right now?
You know what? I knew you were going to ask me that. And be honest, I don't know where the fuck I'm at right now. I'm out with a couple other friends of mine, a couple guys from MDI and a friend of mine, Jeff. And we're literally just running around. We went to a food destination up here, found this little restaurant. We didn't even know the owner was Greek, but went there. It was great. And then we're just taking the B roads home. And I told them I needed to pull over and be able to do the show. So we pulled over at an Exxon that had a Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm literally sitting behind the Dunkin' Donuts by myself. There was a bench back here with a table, and I bought a coffee. So I'm literally all set as long as the noise doesn't get, because I'm by a main highway in Jersey called 78. I'm gonna find out where I'm at. You gotta just give me a second. I'm gonna pull up Google Maps, but that's it, man. It's a great day out here on the East Coast. It's about 70 degrees, low humidity. Blue skies, cloudy, but like not real cloudy. Like I said, living the dream.
I want to thank you for being a man of your word, a man of commitment. Also, thank your Three Stooges buddies there too, two or three, that they're I don't know, just making it a no problem too. You know, you're on, you know, a nice journey and a trip, and here you are on the radio as well. Way to make it work, dude.
Yeah, it's my it's my commitment to this station, and we've actually done some you've had things come up, I've had things come up, so you don't want to take another day off and just do it, man. Figure the solutions out. So I appreciate you acknowledging that, and I'm glad I can be with you and the listening audience this afternoon.
Awesome. So
with that, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee.
Do that.
Hope it's not too loud.
So. So I guess we could, before we get into some football, I guess it is, you know, the topic of tonight or today's show is about football, you know. Are you ready for some football? Of course, there's one part of the United States that's not ready for football, and it does hold my team, which is the Miami Dolphins. They will not be playing in Miami Sunday. In fact, they're hoping the stadium is still there probably afterwards. What do you know about, or what's your take on what's going on with Miss Irma?
It was interesting because, you know, I haven't really, you know how they just are hype. Listen, it's legitimate. It's a storm. I feel bad for everybody that's going to be in this thing's path. But they started hyping this shit three days ago. And now it's nonstop Irma. But I didn't pay attention a lot. At lunch, they had one of the news stations on. And that news station had a lot of coverage. So I got some good information on it, and it looks like Florida's fucked. That thing is just going to go right up Florida from the tip to the top like a bowling alley, like a ball, doink, right up the middle. And, you know, usually Florida, one coast gets hit, the other coast, this thing is big enough that once it hits the coast, it's gonna go right through Florida. So my hopes and prayers go out to the folks there, and I can only hope for the best. The question is, I think they play at Joe Robbie, right? The Fish, the Dolphins?
There's another name for it. I don't know what it's called.
They
maybe
it's
Pro
it.
Player Stadium. But, there's some kind
but
of...
But what are they going to play? Where are they going to play at?
Oh, they're not going to play. They're just, what happened is the other team they'd be playing, check it out, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the other Florida team. So both Florida teams are going to take the week off. They're going to, their bye week is not going to be in the middle of the season. It's going to be the first week of the season. My wife is so bummed. She's ready for some football. She's a big Dolphin fan. But they're going to be playing. They also just happen to have the same bye week, the week 11. So they're going to play in Miami, if it's still there, week 11. So that's the plan. But
ah, cool.
Tell me this.
So they're not.
Tell
so,
me this about.
So they're just not going to play this weekend.
No.
Is that
not going to play? They're going to be
take
in the
weekend
basement.
Off. We'll just take it off.
So when you said when you said the hurricane goes through, just my one last question about hurricanes. I don't really know. I thought maybe you might. I thought once it hit land, it dissipates after a while. Is this going to keep going? It's so big. Is this going to keep going up the state? I don't know.
I don't know either, dude.
Oh.
They're saying that it's going to go from there into like right up through, not into the panhandle, but and then into Kentucky. So can you imagine? You're like, you're in Kentucky. You're like, man, I don't have to worry about hurricanes ever. And I don't think it'll be a category 4 or 5 when it gets there. But it'll be, it might be, you know, they might get some wind and experience some stuff that they never usually get. And that's always tough. I remember that one year that Atlanta got that cold spell. And then they got some, what did they get? They got some, like, ice and stuff. So it was a big ice event. And they basically were, they were screwed, you know? So I'm going to see if I can go live while we're talking to show you where I'm at.
Oh.
Yes, I am live. I think I'm live.
Oh, here we go again. Live Facebook. Facebook Live. Let me go look.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you live? Oh, posted a video.
Okay, do I have to hit the live button? Hit the live button. Let's see what happens. It's funny. It doesn't count down. For some reason, it just won't let me. Like, won't let me count down.
Yeah. Huh. So we're talking about Facebook. We're talking about live Facebook. And once again, it says the live video will begin in a moment. Oh, yeah, I'm going to fall for that one again. I'm just going to keep watching that one screen for about 3 hours. He sweared it's going to be in a moment, in a minute. So, all right. So, yeah, let us
know. I just
got
stuck in the loop. So I'm stuck again.
Yeah. So maybe just take some pictures or something. Some video, maybe. Maybe even the boys. But, yeah. All right, so hopefully the Dolphin Stadium will still be there, week 11 and week 2 as well. So So football, what are you – I mean, what's your take? What's your vibe on the season going into it? You've had a preseason. I guess your team is the Giants?
Yep, New York Giants. So where I'm at right now is – it sort of started last year a little bit. If it was nice on a Sunday – like, I didn't waste my Sunday sitting in front of the television and watching the TV. And the deal is that I always would want to, you know, listen, Sunday was, I'd get up, get my breakfast, get a couple of papers, like newspapers, right? Just see what the rags are saying. And then, like, sit down and be like, you know, pretty much don't bother me from 11 o'clock because that's when pregame comes on the, like, the networks. Now it's ESPN, man. They start at, like, 9 a.m., And then just ride that shit all the way till Sunday night, and then watch the Monday game. It's a lot different now. I pretty much check in with the Giants, and if there's a good game, like they'll have a game of the week on, I usually check in with the game of the week, and that's pretty cool. So, that's what it's been for me. I still get a little torqued about these knuckleheads that won't stand for the national anthem. So, you know, there's apparently one guy from the Chiefs last night, you know, he decided not to, you know, he didn't want to participate. So, you know, and the cameras go on, I'm going to make a little big deal of it. But it's sort of disheartening for me when these guys do that. And I just wish they would stop or just go and stay in the locker room. You know, you want to sit down, you want to prove your point, go sit in the locker room. So, that's where I'm at. What's your Sunday experience?
Oh, well, that's interesting. I never thought of the idea of not making it a public display, but just not being there before it, like being in the locker room. Have you ever heard that before? Did you just make that up?
I just made it up. I'm like, you know, I don't want to take anybody's freedom of expression or rights, but it's a job. It's a corporate job. It's not like he's got like this state or public job. There's a corporation that pays his, you know, and a company that pays his salary. And then, you know, of course, everybody's afraid to make a stand and say, hey, guys, you know, this is a new company rule. You stand for the national anthem because they don't want to look like dickheads, you know, and then they don't want to get any bad press because, of course, you know, everybody freaks out over that. But I would just make it like a locker room thing. Apparently, Jim Brown, this is pretty cool. Jim Brown, the Browns were during the national anthem, they circled up and took a knee, and everybody just huddled together and took a knee. So it was an act of unity, but also defiance on the thing. About a week later, Jim Brown, who's like a Browns legend, went into their locker room and just handed him a bunch of shit and said, listen, you knuckleheads, this is bigger than you. This is not about you. You know, this is, and then, you know, he went on to just really sit him up in their chair and told them to put their big boy pants on. And you know what? The next game, they all stood. So, you know, it's just an interesting like concept, and the NFL doesn't realize it. You know, when they went on strike, a lot of people who are just casual baseball fans just left. They never came back. You know, these shenanigans keep coming up. I hear a lot of people, you know, and I see a lot of people don't give it a lot of, you know, a lot of press. They're like, oh, we were down 26% last year, and everybody's blamed it on, you know, smartphones and, you know, people watching it on cable, and you can't, you know, and this and that. Bullshit. Yeah, there's probably a piece of it there, but there's also probably a piece of it where people are like, you know what? They don't want to see these, you know, knucklehead millionaires, multimillionaires protesting before the game, especially against, you know, the national anthem. So, I don't know, man. That's my ramble for now. As you notice, I said for now. Anyway, so are you still with me? Because I can't hear you if you can hear me. Oh, this is interesting. We did this again that one time. I'm not sure if you can hear me. So what I'm going to do is do what I do best. Have diarrhea of the mouth and just continue to talk. So anyway, I'll look at the Giants game. So the Giants have a big game this Sunday night, which is cool because Sunday night games are pretty cool, against the Cowboys. And I hate the Cowboys. I can't stand them. I can't stand their team. I can't stand their owner. If you're in the NFC East, you hate every other team. So the Cowboys had this whole thing with Zeke Elliott and his sexual abuse thing. And, you know, lo and behold, you know, between the unions and the courts, he gets a bye or a pass to play Sunday night on opening night. So pretty interesting how that happens, and I put that in air quotes. But you know, I guess it'll be interesting. All right, I'm gonna call back in if you can hear me. So I'll be right back.
All right, cool. All right, so I'm the one who's able to ramble on a bit. We'll have Rick call back in. We're having a little technical difficulty. I think it's the NFL that's not liking our presentation of their PR, which, like I was saying earlier, it's a nightmare. I mean, if you think of all the nightmares that the NFL have had around PR, you know, we're talking about some of the players' shenanigans off the field, which somehow has brought on the field with, you know, domestic violence. And I don't know if all those are true. We'll bring Rick back on. Are you there?
Yes, and I can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what happens there. I was just talking about the PR. I don't want to interrupt you, but I don't want to interrupt me. I was just talking about the PR nightmare, which you kind of pointed out earlier on that the NFL is going through. I mean, they've got, you know, some of the players off the field aren't doing so well, or concussion issue that was kind of swept under the carpet. Oh, yeah, concussions, consmussions, you know. Just bump, you know, bang your heads together, and after a while, you should be okay. So there was that. And then the other one for me is this tyrant. You know what I'm talking about when I say like a tyrant in the NFL?
Yeah.
Who I'm talking about? Mr. Well, I'm talking about Goodell.
Roger Goodell.
It's just, you know, you got somebody like Tom Brady, who I don't particularly like. He's not a likable chap. I mean, yeah, if he was on my team and he's winning, I'd be like, yay, Tom. But he's not like a hero, sports hero, even though he's got great stats. However, when, you know, the commissioner goes after him, which just appears to be, you know, not based on fairness or, you know, rule, just based on something else, then it's like, ugh. I mean, it's just, I just think the NFL is just taking a lot of hits that has nothing to do with entertainment or sportsmanship. What do you, is that your take as well? Or?
Yeah, you know why? Because here's the thing. When you're at the top, you're going to take a lot of heat and shots if something doesn't go right. So between, you know, the sexual harassment stuff and, you know, the way they handled the, what was his name, the kid from Ravens, Ray Luke? Not Ray Luke. Who was the running back that punched his girlfriend they had on tape? So, you know, between that and, like you said, with the concussion and then, you know, the way, you know, they were telling them not to celebrate. So, yeah, they do have a PR issue going on. But here's the deal. At the end of the day, there's still $14 billion profit company last year. $14 billion with a B. So even though, they, you know, they go through all this crap, you know, the Goodell, the tyrant, is still in the eyes of his bosses, which are the owners. He's a golden child because he's still delivering at the end of the day, you know, corporate America, the bottom line. And I don't think it's going to get better because, like I said, now they're not even bothering these guys with the protests. Colin Kaepernick's probably not going to get on a team. So they're going to, you know, people are going to get up at, you know, up and, you know, as soon as the next idiot scrub that's out of work gets hired and they don't take Kaepernick, there's going to be a big to-do. And, you know, with the concussions down the road, it's going to be the same thing. You know, and what they're going to do is, I liked in the day when you used to be able to whack the shit out of a guy if he was catching the ball, you know, hit him, you know, I used to like the contact. Now it's, you know, there's some games where they're throwing a flag on stuff. I'm shaking my head. I don't even know what the hell they're doing. So, you know, I think, like, what is it going to go to? Like, where it's going to be, like, half pads? Like, you're just going to have pads up, a helmet, and, like, there's just going to be contact stop? You know, I don't know. You know?
Maybe
like,
flag.
I don't know the exposure.
Maybe
yeah.
Be like flag.
But who knows? Maybe they'll jazz it up a little bit. Like, they'll have, like, you know, some kind of cool stuff that goes with it. But I don't think, I don't think the NFL will be the NFL that it is today in 20 years. It's going to be interesting to see.
The other thing that brought it down a few notches was kind of related to the Goodell thing was, he hires this investigator, Ted Wells, you know, somebody in his back pocket, it feels like, that like a lawyer guy. Hey, Ted, come on over here. Let's go. You know, it's like a hitman. Let's go get after this guy. And they went after Tom Brady, which was, whoop, wow, that's a big target. And good for Tom, man. He fought it, you know, for a certain amount of time, saying, no way, I'm not going to bend to this dude. But then this Ted Wells, earlier where we met him first, was with Richie Incognito. That whole thing with the, where, you know, he was on the Dolphins at the time. What's that?
The bullying episode.
Oh, yeah, the bullying. So it's like that was all hyped up. So anytime I think you have hype and drama, which is away from what's really going on the field, it just kind of pulls, you know, for an audience, it's like, no thanks, man. This is all BS and stop it. let's have the heroes on the field on the gridiron. Let them... Let's watch them, you know, fight it out and do their best. So.
And let me ask you this.
Are
you calling him Goodell or Goodell?
I have no, what's his name?
Goodell. It's not Goodell.
Goodell, okay.
Not like a G.I. Joe, you know, not like a doll. It's Goodell. I thought I was mishearing you.
I know. It's
Roger
my,
Goodell.
Roger Goodell. Goodell, right.
Yeah.
Goodell.
That's like my
I don't
mom.
Know where that
my,
came from.
Dude, that's like my mom. My mom is constantly mispronouncing like people's names, she'd be like, oh, that guy, Reggie Goodall. You know, she won't even, like, she'll butcher it. She'll be close, but she'll, like, butcher it. Like, it won't be like, you know, like, no, Mom, that's not it. I just shake my head and start smiling. She goes, oh, Ricky, stop making fun of your mother. And I'm, it's Roger Goodell. Oh, yes, yes, Reggie Goodall. But, you know, then she'll say it wrong again. It's like, it's just funny. But,
I think funnier line would be, oh, Rocky, stop that. And you're like, it's Ricky.
It's Ricky. It's funny what she calls me. It's funny what she calls me, Ricky. I don't get called Ricky a lot.
Yeah.
Man, I'm on Facebook and there's a lot of people who are live, and you know what? I'm pissed off because
you gotta figure that out.
For some reason, I gotta figure this shit out, man. Maybe they won't let me go live through our page. I'll try to go live. You know what? I'll try to go live from my page. How's that?
There you go. Yeah, maybe you're not
try
an admin.
It, man. Come on.
That'd be more.
I don't know. I set the damn thing up. Anyway, so I'm looking forward. So yeah, so you guys aren't playing. So you'd just be rooting for somebody else, and then I'm gonna be rooting for the Giants on Sunday night. Did you hear me while we weren't able to talk or communicate?
Yep.
All right. So Dallas. You know, the Giants in Dallas, and you know, and again, it's like, you know, the Ezekiel Elliott deal. So it's like, you know, but hopefully it's gonna be a good game. The Giants always play the Cowboys tough. You know, it'd be great just to hand them their ass right out of the gate, which would be really cool. And so I'm looking forward to it. Plus, like I said, Sunday night games are cool. The only thing is like, sometimes they go really late, like, because on the East Coast, we started at 8:30 or whatever. So sometimes it's, like, a little bit later that they end. And that happened last night. Like, I was watching a little bit of the Patriot Chief game, and I was like, son of a bitch, you know. It's like I turned it off at 17-7 with the Patriots up. Man, I wish I didn't, because when I woke up this morning, they got their ass handed to them. So it was great to see them finally, you know, stumble. And I can't stand, that's the only team I hate every other team in the NFC East, but I hate the Patriots, man, those cheating sons of bitches. I can't stand them, and I hope that it's not a cakewalk for them. I hope they have to struggle. You know what? And I hope people figure it out. If the guy's going to take, if he's going to get rid of the ball in under a second, then you have people on everybody on the line. You can't not, you know, just have people in the, have two safeties in the back to make sure no one gets behind you. But they can't make passes if that's their game plan. If that's their constant game plan, just come up on the line. Just sit on the line. I can't stand when they dump it off like under a second and just chip away down the field. And I don't know why teams and defenses let them do it. Or I don't know why every other offense doesn't do the same shit. Like, listen, I love for the Giants to do the same shit.
Well, you know, it's cool about last night. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, cool. The cool thing about last night's game. Was at one point Brady had up to 10 seconds. He's just sitting back there. It's like, where's the rush? You know, he dumped it off. Or I think there was an incomplete. Although on that one play I'm thinking about, that was actually a interference or maybe pass interference, whatever. But what I'm saying is it was beautiful. Last night was a beautiful situation where the Patriots did go down. They're in Miami's division, so that's a good thing that New England loses. The other good thing is that, they're not heroes, you know. Okay, maybe they win a lot, and people, New England fans say, oh, you just don't like New England because we win. No. You know, we like when heroes win, not when, cheaters or just their whole personality, you know. It's not something that's something you cheer for, like in a movie. No, you wouldn't be cheering on the dreaded hooded coach, you know, that never smiles and grunts and grumbles. You know, that is not a hero. So that's another reason that I'm not so excited about the NFL, is because last year in a good movie, the underdog, namely the Atlanta Falcons, would have won the game, right? In a good movie, the end of the movie, you leave the movie happy that the heroes won or the underdog wins. Not that the fucking, you know, bad guys win. So then it's like, well, what's the point? It's a, if the movie ends bad last year, why are we even, you know, going to the next movie? So, oh, that's the point I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do you hate every other team in your division?
It's only Bills and the Jets. Not really. Not hate, but I'm not, you know.
Yeah, well, how can you hate the Jets? They suck. They help you every year. Well, they help and hurt, you know. They give you the wins, but then they play everybody else they play in the division, you know, gets a free pass.
Yeah. But no,
it's funny because I see all these signs when I'm out riding and stuff, like I'm out, you know, driving around. It's like, you know, hate has no home here. Do you have those over there in California?
Hate has no what here?
Hate has no home here.
Oh,
like,
okay.
People put a sign on their front lawn, you know, hate has no home here, and, you know, or, you know, it's a political thing. But I'm like, I should put on my front lawn, hate has home here. If you're a giant Eagle fan or the Eagles, Dallas Cowboy fan or Dallas Cowboys, or the dirty Redskins or Redskins fan.
There you go, yeah.
People be like, ooh, that's edgy.
So when the Giants play Dallas, then you're like, that's a great rivalry, right? That's like, right on, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. When they play the Cowboys and when they play the Eagles, when they play the Redskins, it's sort of not so much. It's like, it's not, so, you know, there's not such a big thing. But yeah, just the Eagles, man, because the Eagles are just terrible. Like, you can't wear your – I think we had this conversation already. You can't wear your jersey to their stadium because you'll just get – you know, spit or beer or pretzel or popcorn, whatever. You just get stuff thrown on you, and or maybe get into a fight at some point.
Right.
So it's just, that's why I can't stand them. They're just such a shithole. And Dallas fans aren't that bad, but they're like Dallas. It's like you're in Jersey. You know,
how close
why would you be a Dallas fan?
How close are you to the Eagles stadium?
I'm about 45-50 minutes. Depending on traffic. And actually, maybe 40 minutes if there's no traffic.
So you can go to a game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never been to their stadium. I don't plan on... Actually, you know what? I take that back. I was in their stadium to see Coldplay. I took my wife there.
And
that was
the
only reason.
The Giants are 3.5-point underdogs. So what do you think about that game? As far, like, who's the quarterback? Like, I don't even know...
Who, their quarterback?
The Giants.
Oh, the Giants? Eli.
Oh, he's still there.
Eli's coming. Yeah, two bowl, two rings. And we got a great defense, and we got a so-so offensive line, great core receivers, and no running back. So what they're going to do is they're going to absolutely take all those good receivers, plaster them, and cover the shit out of them because no one can run the ball, and they don't care. Because they're not going to get beat by the running game.
Yeah.
So it should be a long season.
And you know that Miami, our quarterback went down in preseason for Tannehill.
Yep.
My wife and I are not fans of his. We don't think he has what it takes to be a winner. Great stats. Oh, yeah, let's celebrate your stats while we're 8-8. So we did go to the playoffs last year. But well, now we got Mr. Cutler from the Bears. We'll see how it goes. So. Hopefully we'll be playing in a couple weeks when the winds die down. So
yeah, he's a proven winner, by the way, also.
Sarcasm, yeah. Oh, 8-8. Yeah, we're after that. We're after quarterbacks that can't get away, they don't, you know, can't run away, and they get sacked a lot. That's what we want.
Yep. And when they get hit hard, they give up and they want to come out of the game. Anyway, so dude, you know, speaking of dudes, and we're two dudes, it's already 4:29, and I got a hard stop. So why don't we wrap it up, give some plugs, and get on with this weekend, man. It's Friday, everybody.
Friday. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see us, go to Facebook with All Dude Respect, and you can see Mr. Rick Wright's famous picture of the video. Will start shortly, or you can contact us there. With All Dude Respect on Facebook. We're here on Fridays, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Have a great weekend, everyone. Go football. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, go football. Take care, Jimmy. All right, brother. Bye-bye.
Yeah.